A few months ago, we talked to Dave Kamaitis about how he converted his car to run on veggie oil instead of gas. Well, now he's going even further. His New Year's resolution, throw nothing away in 2008. That's right, for the whole year. We went to Dave's house to get a before picture.
So, yeah, we're in the kitchen of our house, and to be honest, we're probably in the room that scares me more than anything in the entire house. If I was a bachelor living alone, this would be a very different experiment than if I'm living with my wife and my two kids. Listen, my wife makes dinner for us, and it's spaghetti, and the spaghetti comes in a package. There's this weird, like, what do I say is mine and what do I say is theirs with certain things like that. I mean, you look in the refrigerator and all you see is plastic, 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 plastic. And a lot of this, the truth of the matter is there's not a lot of ways to get around. I'm looking into, like, milk, getting that delivered possibly in, you know, sort of the old-fashioned way. You know, and things like eggs. I mean, some of them you've seen come in that styrofoam stuff, but we get the ones that are sort of cardboardy. And I'll show you in a little bit. We have a worm composting system. This is actually a California basement. I grew up in Connecticut, and anybody in Connecticut who heard me calling this a basement and saw it would sort of laugh at me. But in California, you know, you have these little 8 foot by 20 foot or 15 foot space. You know, I've sort of cleared out some shelves and put a couple bins down here, not really knowing what I'm going to need and what's going to happen. This is our beginning of our worm composting system. See some of the worms moving around. But actually, my kids love this. They always want to come down and pet the worms. You know, leftover little bits of salad. You can actually see I've torn up some paper because you have to put some paper in here from time to time. Coffee grounds. This is kind of hopefully be the way we deal with a lot of edible wastes. They'll actually eat about a pound and a half of stuff a day. I'm going to impact. I'm going to waste. There's no way I can't. Hopefully by the end of the year, I'll have tackled a lot of those problems. What am I using that's problematic? What kind of waste is it causing, and how can I get around that? And by blogging it and sort of sharing it out there, other people can then go, oh, well, you know, I use this, and I can do that instead, and it's much better.
Dave Kamaitis lives in Los Angeles with his wife and two daughters. Producer Eve Tro visited him there at his house. Dave is blogging about his year of throwing nothing away, and you can find a link to his website on our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a waste-free production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.